Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.
South Africa's new earnings threshold is set to rise on the 1st of April, bringing a 2.9% increase in line with inflation. Now, government says this adjustment will provide relief for businesses while still protecting workers. But is this a genuine lifeline or just a symbolic move that barely scratches the surface of all of our economic challenges? I'm in conversation now with Jonathan Goldberg, Chairman of Global Business Solutions. I want to discuss whether this adjustment is enough to truly support businesses and workers, or if deeper reforms are needed. So, Jonathan, first of all, as I've mentioned, and welcome to you, the increase modest and inflation-linked, says government. Is it enough, though, to make any meaningful impact?
Well, I think from a business perspective, you don't want the threshold going too high, because above the threshold, again, if the threshold goes too high, then a number of people come into minimum protections. We have a Basic Conditions of Employment Act, where majority of this is affected by the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. So the higher the threshold, of course, the more people are then included into having ordinary hours of work dictated to not more than 45, as an example. So you want an inflation-related increase. Trade unions have pushed for a higher increase to get the threshold higher, so more workers are then included into these basic conditions of employment. For business, of course, there'd be a cost to that. So the 2.9%, which is 6 weeks before the implementation of the national minimum wage increase of inflation of 2.9%, is a good reasonable increase in the context of moving the threshold not too much up, but in line with inflation.
So we've hit something of a sweet spot then, but some people do say that this is simply a short-term fix, that deeper structural reform is needed by government. Is that a fair assessment, do you think? And if so, what further implementation or remedies are needed?
I think the Labour Relations Act, if you read the NEDLAC report, the Labour Relations Act amendments and that have just come through the NEDLAC process go some way to doing that. The proposals agreed on by business and labour in that report indicate that, for instance, there'd be a free period of employment for the first 3 months of employment, that you could then check people out, not go through probation, and then terminate provided it wasn't discriminatory. So I think there are a number of amendments, exemption for small businesses from bargaining council agreement for 2 years. I think those would go a long way to easing up employment and letting employers take a chance with people. I think what employers are saying is that it's just too onerous to dismiss people. And again, in the Code of Good Practice released by the Department of Employment and Labour recently, there are a number of amendments that ease up this whole inquisitorial, magisterial type case that you have to follow for a dismissal of a person. So it's back to a simple inquiry around those. I think those are going to have a big impact on the labour market, and the faster they go to Parliament get passed, the better.
We've also got to factor in, surely, though, growing economic uncertainty worldwide, talk of a potential recession in the United States. Locally, do you think this could change or even discourage businesses from hiring full-time staff? That would lead to more casualization, which comes with its own set of difficulties.
Well, I think the first thing is that so long as we keep the threshold in line with the inflation and not above it, so some of the trade unions are pushing for a big, big increase here, which would really have a big negative impact on the labour market, because then you're putting a number of employees into these basic terms and conditions of employment, which could be costly. And the logic is the higher up you go on the threshold, this threshold is 21,800 rand a month, then effectively you have more negotiating power in respect of determining your own terms and conditions of employment. The issue around employment, and I think the Labour Relations Act amendment process coming out of NEDLAC now, together with, of course, this inflation-related increase, not bigger, just needs to send the positive messages out there to employers to encourage them to employ. And again, for me, Jeremy, it's not about whether it's full-time, part-time, or any other employment. It's any employment at all. We need to get people into jobs, get them experience, and effectively from then they can get traction. And if they don't make it in the first 3 months, then you should have the ability to replace them with someone else who might want to be more timeous, might want to be more punctual, might want to be more attentive to detail. I think those things will make an impact on the job market. Beyond that, of course, we need to get the labour market institutions working, like UIF. To my mind, it's a shambles. And we see that in the parliamentary portfolio committees. The shambles, it's not well governed. There's a whole range of irregularities happening. And those are labour market levers where you're going through tough times, recession and otherwise. You can use those effectively, not for bad investments, not for the wrong reasons, but for the right reasons in terms of keeping businesses alive and keeping people employed.
Let me ask you more of a process-driven question, and I'm not 100% sure whether I've got this right. I don't run a company, but I'm assuming that many still struggle with overall compliance costs. There's always regulatory red tape. Does this threshold increase, or does the threshold increase do anything to ease that burden, do you think?
I think it keeps it in line. So the real question is, do you need a threshold? I think you do, so that certain people are covered by extra basic conditions of employment and other people are not. But I think if you increase this above inflation each particular year, I think you'd run into trouble.
Also, we're seeing a change in the way in which business is done, the adoption of artificial intelligence. There's a whole lot more automation now. Do you think, looking ahead, this threshold or the concept of the threshold impacts the future of jobs in an economy which is becoming increasingly digitized?
I don't think the threshold has any really effect on that. I think the real question is, are these people employees? So, Jeremy, you as an example, have a number of jobs. You don't have one particular employer, you're an independent contractor. And I think with digitalization, with the gig economy, I think we're going more and more to that. And I think labor law and UIF and all those systems will always battle to catch up with people who will have a number of jobs. I'll give you an example. So why do you need your own financial director? You could have one financial director working for five or six companies with the AI that's available in respect of processing accounts. And you're going to see that. You're not going to have your own financial director. The question is, that person might be an independent contractor and might very well be very happy being an independent contractor, not need any regulation of labor law. So not everyone needs to be protected by labor law.
I'm going to leave it there. Jonathan Goldberg, thank you very much indeed. Chairman, Global Business Solutions.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.